So here's test one of me speaking to myself about all the lessons that I should have learned, but I stupidly forget, or in the case of the one I'm about to talk about, I didn't even realize. So today, because I couldn't not talk to someone about it, I called Cody to talk about Priscilla. And once I was like, oh, I had the realization that I was a bad boyfriend, he was like, yeah, I know. Now, you know, first I was like, well, you know, in my head I was like, man, I wish you would have told me something. Maybe it would have changed something. But now I think about it, it probably wouldn't have. I probably would have, in my head, made some kind of little adjustment and I fixed it. But the issue went a lot deeper than I realized. So essentially, I ruined the best relationship I ever had with the love of my life because I made her out to be this impossibly amazing thing in my head, and when she fell short of it, I scolded her and criticized her for it and thought I was doing her a favor by showing her the right way of loving someone, which is fucking stupid. But, and that's the sad part, is I really, honestly, truly thought I was right that entire time, all the way up until I had this realization just a couple days ago. I honestly thought that I was the one that was right this whole time. There was, like, not a doubt in my mind that it was, that was the case, that I was right, she was wrong. Maybe there was some sort of, points where she might have been right, okay, yeah, she got me there, but overall I was still an amazing boyfriend and she needed to step up to my level, and that wasn't the case at all. And the truth was, she was amazing, she just needed to learn and grow, and I was possibly the worst person that she could have ever fallen in love with. For that reason, I completely fucked up her whole thing of love, probably, and that I can't take it. I royally fucked up, and usually there's a way for me to fix it. Usually I'm smart enough to figure out some way to rectify any kind of fuck up that I do in my life. But this isn't one of them. I don't know what to do. I wish she could know how much it meant to me and still means to me, and that I see things in a different way. I would like to know what she thought of that. The fact that she really did nothing wrong. And I remember seeing something about, she had posted something about a toxic person or something like that. And I remember thinking, who the fuck does she think she is? I'm the toxic person? She was the toxic person. Like, I was trying to bring her around my family, trying to be a wholesome person. And she was this way, she acted like a little kid, and blah, blah, blah. When, in fact, I was the toxic person. I had such high expectations. It was essentially me dooming her to fail. There was no way that it would work out, because I was hurting myself. And she was right. At one point, I remember we were arguing about something, and she said, you hurt yourself. And I remember that, thinking that that was the stupidest thing anybody could ever fucking say. that I hurt myself. What kind of shit is that? But lo and behold, she was right. I was. So this all came about because the other day, long story short, I was Googling something and an article came up about 500 Days of Summer and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's a good looking guy. Anyways, he was saying about 500 Days of Summer that it was the guy's fault. He was projecting, made her out to be something she wasn't, hurt himself. And I was like, well, shit, that's exactly what the fuck I did. And it's also crazy and fitting because from start to finish, it was 504 days total. From when we started talking to when I officially called it. And it's unbelievably fitting that the same issue plaguing him is the one that was plaguing me. That I fucked up. I couldn't tell. I was hurting myself. She moved on. I didn't. And now she's fine and I'm not. And while pursuing things may have put me in a better place in my life, unfortunately, it's all for, not in spite of her, it's not really for her because she's not here to see it either. In the thought of her, you know, I joined a dance crew. I learned how to dance different kinds of things. I've been traveling the world. I've been picking up more hobbies. I've tried to broaden my horizons on lots of things in the hopes that one day, they might actually serve their purpose in letting me and her have some kind of moment in those things. Like, I haven't told anybody, but there's a lot of things that, yeah, okay, maybe I went to the Grand Canyon, she wanted to go to that, or maybe she wanted to go to New York. I don't know if she actually did. I don't think she mentioned it, but, or, you know, all these, oh, I already went and did them, you did them without me. A lot of the things that I've gone there to do, and I even told Lucy, I've gone there with the thought of, man, I can't wait to come back here with her to do these things. That I'm going there not to do them on my own, to be like, wow, you know, I did them. There's more of scouting out the area, making sure that I know what to expect, that way when I go the next time with her, it'd be like the best experience ever. Maybe we still get lost like we did, or get stuck in a damn blizzard or something, but my confidence comes from familiarity, and me already being there once would be enough for me to be like, okay, I can take the reins and give her the best time of her life. Now, I do realize that that sounds exactly like the old me, the arrogant, full-headed person that I was, but that's not, like, I can actually provide the things that I say now, which goes to another fact of me not keeping my word, which is something that really irritates me. Looking back to seeing all the moments where we talked about marriage and forever and our kids and me never leaving, and then what do? Turn around and fucking leave her ass. And it must be devastating to have her first love to come out of nowhere, to come back and fill her head with these things, to go right around and stab her right in the heart. Now, at the time, again, like, it wasn't something that I realized that I was doing, but looking back, I was such a fucking dick. There was no way. I don't even know her damn best friend as much as I fucking hated to admit it. Ale fucking Hydra. She was right about me. They were all right about me. I just didn't see it. Well, I guess that's always the case when something's wrong. All this as I'm waiting for some pizza, huh? Would I say my life has changed? Or that I've changed substantially? Yeah. I'm more of a human being now that Theo's gone. It's what she wanted me to become, less of a robot. Which now that I'm actually out there, whether I'm living life for the right reasons or not, I'm still doing it. And that's something. And it's like on the, was it the Dark Knight? No, it was Batman Begins. He was like, if you go pretend to have fun, you might have a little by accident. Which, I'm not pretending to go live life, but I am doing it ostentatiously. But I'm also having lots of fun when I go. I never would have realized that I love road trips like I do. I've traveled both sides of the country. It's pretty cool. Do want to drive up the coast to Seattle and go to Vancouver. That'd be awesome too. I have changed, and then I have not. I have changed because I am more human. I have changed because I actually can stop my high expectations. Now, I still have them, but I can stop them because I realize that I'm doing it. That's the difference. Like, I think that's inherently me. It's me being that way. But that's, I don't think that's something that's like ingrained in me from something, and I'm not sure what, but that's something that's there. And the only thing that I can do is retroactively say, okay, stop. That's not real life. This is real life. That's in my head. And if I had that ability back then when I was with her, I am certain we'd still be together, because I would have realized that whatever it was that I thought was a big deal wasn't. The biggest thing that I felt was I thought we were going backwards. I thought because we were having the same issues that I had to bring up, I felt like she was reverting back to whatever it was I thought she was before, and she was not becoming the version of her that I wanted, or something of that or another. Now I realize that nobody's anybody's thing. Like, she wasn't mine. She's not my thing. She wasn't my slave. She wasn't, you know, she's her own person. She can be whoever the hell she wants to be. She doesn't have to be whatever it is that makes me happy. I should be happy with who she's with, or who she is. Oh, fuck, whoever she's with. But I wasn't. And I should have been. I should have. I mean, I did. I love her. I loved her then, I love her now. But that's the problem. I love the idea of her in my head. I'm in love with the idea of her in my head. I was in love with the idea of her back then. I don't know the Priscilla. I did know the Priscilla then. I don't know the Priscilla now. I can't say that I love her because I don't know her. I'd like to, but I don't. But that was the issue. The whole issue was I was in love with the idea in my head and not her. I didn't see her for who she was. I saw her for what I thought she should be. I kept talking to her about potential. I see potential. I see potential. You can, you know. It's bullshit. She was there. I just didn't see it.